My name is Stan Burkamp, and the title of my book is Loopy, the Spirit of a Cowdog. A couple weeks after the dog showed up, we were gathering cattle, and a couple of the longhorns, you know, kind of broke from the herd. And even though she was a hunting dog, she acted like the best Australian heeler you have ever seen in your life. She ran around them, nipped at their heels, got them back into the herd. It was just like, hey, here's this little black lab that should have no concept of how to gather cattle, but she did it like an absolute pro. And that's how she got the title of Loopy the Cowdog. My students, my seniors in high school, cannot wait until I read this book to them, because they've all said, Mr. Burkamp, when are you going to read us the book? And they want this like story time. They want to sit on the floor. They want milk and cookies. They want me to sit in front of them and say, look, here's the story. And so what I want them to take out of that is a sense of what does happen on the farm, that there are traditions that are passed on, that it is the family farm. It's a generational thing. It's my dad. It's me and my brother Scott. It's his son Pete, and how those traditions get passed on. It's caring for the land. It's caring for the animals that you've been entrusted with. On a bigger scale, it's caring for the earth for which we've all been entrusted. And so it isn't just the story of a dog. It's also, I guess, one aspect of that is that people don't have to be confined. Like, here's a dog that was born as a lab, but yet became a cattle dog because it saw something and it needed to be done.